TV West Saves the World. We all regret our life choices, and we wish for the sweet release of this week's episode. I have Derek.
Hello.
Tarek.
Hello there.
Harper.
Hi.
And Brogan.
Back at it for another one.
We're all rooting for you, man. We're all rooting for you. All right. Now, let's get right into the news. We regret to inform you that our beloved, respected, and legally obligated leader, Moses Baca, will not be doing the Advice with Baca segment this week, as he has far more important things to do than this rubbish. And now that happy-go-lucky hepatologist, Harper, with the sports. Take it away.
Okay, for sports, basketball and other fall sports are starting soon, so make sure to get your physical done if you want to do those and go to register my athlete. Sorry, winter sports are starting, not fall sports. Also, there's 2 volleyball games next week on Tuesday and Thursday. So
now it's time for that bacterial bachelor, Brogan, to tell us the school news.
Thank you for that wonderful introduction, Trayton. Anyway, as some of you may know, we have a school musical coming up, which is The Wizard of Oz, and their presentation of The Wizard of Oz will be in merely 2 weeks. They are doing showings from November 21st to 23rd at 7, and they also have a matinee on the 23rd at 1 p.m. It is $5 at the door or at myschoolfees.com. And now for more information on the musical, we go back to Trayton.
We've been working for a couple of months now, and we're really excited to release the show. We're still working very hard on it, and we hope it's something you'll enjoy. A lot of effort has gone into it, a lot of sleepless nights, a lot of us crying ourselves to sleep every night, just hoping and wishing for a brighter, better future. But you know what? It's going to be worth it if y'all get to see Toto. Thank you.
Now maybe give something about like how the dress rehearsals and stuff.
Dress rehearsals, we haven't started them yet, but I hope they go well. We really want to make the show as great as it can be. So many people have worked hard to bring this to life. Tarek is fake eating his microphone right now. So please make sure to go and support our West High Theater in general. We are way too underfunded, and it's really a darn shame.
We're underfunded.
Yeah,
we're using cameras
before,
from the 80s.
And I'm blaming you for this, Derek. They gotta give everyone in child development their own robotic baby so they don't have enough money to give to us. Now that dauntless didgeridoo Derek talks about those gosh darn Pokemans.
Thank you, Trayton. So, there's 2 new Pokemon games coming out November 15th, made by Nintendo. They're set in the Galar region, and there's like 81 new Pokemon, so that's great. I like all the new Pokemon, but I dislike the fact that they're not bringing back all the other Pokemon from the previous games. So yeah, that's all I have to say.
Have you had a chance to play those games yet?
No, not yet.
Are you planning on doing that?
I'm planning on getting it.
On what platform?
Nintendo Switch.
Derek, what has your experience been regarding the Pokemon franchise of video games?
Well, so generally, I never had like a 3DS or anything, so I've never played the main games, but I have played several spin-off games, and I've just had a love of Pokemon as a kid.
That's good.
I'm a still kid, but
that's good.
I'm very disappointed they aren't bringing back old Pokemon. I want to play as my favorites, Keychain and Lava Snail. I mean, come on, Nintendo. This is a new low. Now for that tacky totalitarian Tarek with the segment on the trends and those funny memes my grandkids keep sending me.
I think a meme everyone should be talking about right now is OK Boomer.
I think it's dead at this point, Tarek.
Yeah. Actually, it's at its peak.
It's really not dead.
It is at its peak, guys.
It is at the climax at this point.
Listen. Just OK Boomer doesn't matter. But then you throw in some funny stuff, like the pictures of a gladiator fighting a lion, and then the spectators in the background. You got the lion as millennials are stupid. You got the gladiator as OK Boomer. And then you have the spectators just Gen and Z people.
I love that visualization because it really puts the message across. And I would say that considering it's like the top meme of the week, that is a great thing to include in your segment. Thank you, Tarek. We appreciated it. Anything else you want to add?
You know what other memes are really good? I really like the deep fried memes that just have like a couple words only. Like, I don't know what it is, but those are really funny. Like, you'll have a deep fried like meme of like, for example, you'll have an image of like scrambled eggs or like just some random person doing something, deep fry it, and just add like one or two words that slightly apply, and you have a great meme.
Okay, I have a question. What about, have a little poll. The difference between video or still memes, which are better?
Still.
The video is not a meme.
It can
be. That would be considered a GIF, a Vine, a TikTok.
It is GIF though. Derek is right.
No, it's GIF.
It's GIF.
No.
Yes. Oh, yeah, yes.
No, it's
the
GIF.
The creator has said it was GIF.
Sorry, I used to say GIF all the time.
My dad's like, oh, it's graphical, so it's GIF.
Back to what I was saying, though. You either have an actual meme or you have a funny video. There's no in-between. Because a funny video is not a meme.
But there,
you can have it be a trend, but you cannot have it be a meme.
But there are a lot of YouTube channels that are like trying to put it across as memes. I mean, you go anywhere and you just ask for memes on YouTube and you'll just find videos that are labeled as like top 50 memes of the week. Even though it might technically be a Vine, people are calling them memes and that's what they associate with them. It's just called video memes. It's not technically a meme.
They're not intellectuals.
They're still calling it that. That might be true, but they're still calling it
video memes. Harper, I want you to comment on this.
Videos can be memes.
What makes you say that?
I mean, is there really a distinction that we can put between vines and memes, or are they the same? Are they really different?
Google definition time.
Videos have rights too, so that's...
They do have rights. That's why we have to be careful about what we put in our videos.
Yeah, I mean, I apologize to the entire video community if we have said anything that has offended you in any way. We here try to create an accepting environment for all video content.
So here is the definition of meme. It is an element of a culture or system of behavior that may be considered to be passed from one individual to another by non-genetic means. The origin of the word meme is from mimima, which is a Greek word, which means that which imitates. So I thought that was pretty cool. But so the things you can have be memes is a humorous image, a piece of text, or anything that can be copied. Videos are under a subgenre of that, but they are not official memes.
See, that's what I was looking for, was a subgenre of that.
So technically, they're not official memes. They're just there to be there.
Technically, it's anything that can be copied or spread from one person to another.
But that's just content. That's just the definition of online content, is stuff that can be shared.
Yeah. You know what? I wish we could copy and paste.
What?
I wish we could copy and paste Trayton's mullet so we can just quadruple it in size already.
I wish I could copy and paste myself out of existence.
Okay, but
that would be cut.
That's control alt delete.
That's actually control X memes. For cut.
No, just control alt delete. Just
control
alt
delete doesn't actually log you out. It just goes to the security options.
Exactly. And then from security options, you shut down.
Who makes memes official? Like, seriously.
The Federation of Productions. Thank you.
Is that a real thing?
Yeah, it is. It's a government-owned industry.
It would be the FCC that governs communication and videos and such.
Hence how Europe was able to ban memes.
Yeah, and what is up with that? What was the big deal about the memes besides like privacy concerns? Because there were there was like that whole thing for like at least a month about when people were just hand drawing their own memes, and they actually did pretty good at that. But
so as a European myself, who was part of that process, all I really have to say is the main outlying cause of that was the fact that Europeans have different laws than us, and one of the main arguments they were trying to make was some memes are too offensive, some memes don't follow their laws, and some memes are able to be used to trace back to the person, so they are considered unsafe and unethical.
But why can't you just say, like, I don't know, on Reddit, for example, you could just
because they're all snowflakes.
But
they're snowflakes.
But there's
they're snowflakes.
I know that's all there is to it. But there's like the templates. I mean, that doesn't go back to one person. It's just that people use these templates and with like these fonts and like Mematic and these sites that you can actually make memes.
I think it's all the I think it's all because of the hacker known as 4chan.
Are you talking about Lamau, the Chinese hacker?
No, haven't you seen that news report where they were talking about 4chan? And one of the reporters was like, we need to figure out who is this 4chan? Like it was a person.
Or the brother of Lamau, Lum Fao.
Yeah, I was going to say I prefer Lum Fao.
Or Lum Bao.
Have you seen that one news thing where like...
Harper, don't hurt yourself.
Where like, have you seen that one news
Harper
report?
Harper is repeatedly bashing her head in with a microphone.
And so did Derek.
Have you seen that...
Everyone, let us begin the mandatory bashing in the head with a microphone.
Ow.
It actually hurts.
Now the moment you're all not expecting.
I am losing brain cells.
There we go. Vibe check. We've been waiting for this all episode. Now Tark has asked us the question that goes between the lines, how are your vibes?
Trayton.
I don't know. It kind of feels like dirty pool water or flavorless coffee right now. Just kind of, you know, not too happy, not too sad, just like, meh.
Flavorless coffee. That was a very good description.
That was really accurate.
That's
that
just
really
like how
accurate.
Everyone feels every
Derek,
single day.
Derek, the vibe. Mine is like a rainbow of magical sparkles.
Sissy.
How many episodes of My Little Pony do you watch in a day?
I saw the first 7 seasons, but because the movie was canon and I didn't actually watch it, I haven't seen season 8 yet, so.
I stopped watching at season 5 because my grandfather gave me chicken fingers, so I didn't watch the ending of season 5 and I never caught up. But did you know the show ended recently?
Yo, who actually watches My Little Pony?
Anyone who appreciates quality content, that's the answer.
Are you a brony? Are you a brony?
Friendship is magic, guys.
Yeah, friendship is magic, Tarek. You just don't understand. It's not a phase, Mom.
Has anybody?
You forgot
Derek.
To file
anybody?
Your paperwork. Now I fire you into the sun.
Teta clack? Question mark? Anybody heard of Teta clack?
Oh no, stop. No.
Anybody heard of Teta clack?
Yes.
I'm afraid we're gonna destroy the door, Sally. Did I just spoil Monsters, Inc.?
Okay, yes. I'm gonna leave now.
And no.
Okay, bye, Harper.
Bye.
Bye-bye, homie.
Will you ask Baka to come in if he's not busy?
Yeah, right. We need whatever that Baka thing is called.
Surprise introduction. Mr. Baka is back. Yay!
Vibe check. Baka, what's your vibe right now?
6 out of 17.
I like that.
Last time it was 13, but I'm glad that we've upped the ante.
Yeah.
I'm probably on a 14.
How's the chatter been in here? Just give me the summary so I don't have to listen to the episode.
Well,
Pokemon.
We just got over Derek, and he just confessed that he is a brony, and we support him.
I mean, I'm not a brony.
Good
I just
times.
Watch it because it's good content. So.
I've seen more than one episode of My Little Pony.
I've
winter
seen the first 7
alone,
seasons.
Derek, you're not
winter
alone.
Winter wrap-up, winter wrap-up.
I should probably finish the show, though. It's pretty good.
Can we do the bit now?
Yeah,
go ahead.
And now it's time for that bountiful berry harvest, Mr. Baka, with the classic, undeniable. The fans have been up in arms. They want it. You are a superstar. 15 minutes of fame and advice with Mr. Baka. Woo! Take it away, boy.
Advice with Baka. Advice with Baka.
Hold on, let me see if... Oh, yeah, we have a comment. Hold up.
We do have a comment?
Yeah, hold on.
I don't know how I'm supposed to do this.
I should make a SoundCloud.
Wait, people watch this trash?
Okay,
listen to this trash. And it's not really trash.
You can play it on your computer and just watch the playhead move from left
to
right.
Rotten oranges.
So maybe they do
good,
watch it.
Maybe they really like us accusing
Fort White
of being a
lizard
person every day.
All right, hold on. Tarek's
going to
give us a hot
I'm going to read this out for Baka. Here we got a question. This student asks the following.
Okay.
Now, I'm not going to put it quote for quote because, you know. He says, if your girl is being unloyal to you, what do you do?
I would have a lot of questions for the person that's asking this particular question. Like, first of all, why are you even asking? You know what I'm saying? If your girl is being disloyal, then it's obviously a question of breaking the rules of that relationship. And anytime the rules of any relationship are broken, then it calls to question whether or not that person should be redeemed in some way for the sake of preserving that relationship or ending it altogether. Now, everybody gets to determine what those rules are and what the value of keeping that alive is. So for you, questioner, advice seeker, what you need to do is look inside your soul and ask, is this worth it? Simple thing, walk away. After all, it's only high school. These relationships don't last long anyway. Or keep the flame burning. Anybody want to add their 3 cents to that?
I'm going to just say the beginning of a quote. And for those who know, they know. All I got to say is she ain't even get wet. For those who know, you can finish the rest at home.
Okay.
Thanks for keeping it clean.
What Trayton said reminded me of a PSA we'll put forth from Wyatt. There are only 54 days left in the decade. How are we collectively going to spend the rest of that decade?
Oh, bro, you already know what I'm going to do. I'm going to grab a ton of alcohol, and then I'm not going to drink it, but instead, I'm going to smash it all against the wall and watch my parents suffer as I get rid of their alcoholism.
Thank you for being honest and
taking care of your parents.
Taking care of, yeah, the health of the world. Well, anyway, does this conclude advice with Baca?
Sure does.
Sure. Want to stick around? I'm too busy.
I've got some stuff, but I do want to just thank our sponsor. Advice with Baca is sponsored by Dirt. If you go to the internet and find the website for Dirt, just put in the promo code TV West Saves the World, and for a month, you can have unlimited dirt delivered to the ground. Dirt, it's what is.
Thank you, Baca. I got one more thing to talk about, though, boys. What do you guys think of the new rematch coming up? What is it, November 19th or something? Logan Paul, KSI, the rematch that everyone's been waiting for.
Honestly, I couldn't care less.
Same, Doug.
I'm gonna be honest with you guys. I got my money on Logan.
I mean, I don't really want to put an opinion on this because then I might be considered biased. But, you know, I would say as far as odds go, I hope no one's betting on this. But, you know, I would go for the Logue bro.
I'm going to be honest with you. I put 4K down on this match, so I really need him to win.
Is that legal here?
FBI, open up.
The answer is
FBI, open up. Okay, that's too much.
It is not legal, Tarek, Trayton, Derek. Just for future reference, gambling is not legal within the state of Utah.
Yeah, I'm talking to you, eighth graders.
So let me give you guys some quick statistics as to why I think Logan Paul is going to win.
Okay.
So first of all, since their last match, Logan Paul has gained a lot of weight. Okay, before he was barely on weight with KSI.
He was
now,
really thin.
He's really, like, he's bulky.
But is it muscle or is it fat?
Oh, it's muscle.
Is he toned?
You want to see?
Is he tanned?
So wait, what you're talking
about? That looks good.
Yeah,
I don't know.
So what you're telling me is Logan Paul is now a big boy?
Yeah. What else here? So when he does training every day in boxing, he uses 18-ounce gloves.
Every day?
Every single day. And the official fighting match requires only 10-ounce gloves.
So he's a bit... Will that really affect him in the...
I mean, yeah, he's going to be punching harder and faster because he's not going to be weighed down by an extra 8 ounces.
That's clever. What other training techniques is he using?
He's been getting coached by, like, heavyweight champs in boxing and stuff, so that's pretty crazy. And it's to the point where, when he was interviewed, he predicts a first-round KO on KSI.
Now, here's the question I have. What training has KSI been doing so we can, like, compare and contrast?
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest with you. His training is so irrelevant. Like, I don't know what he's been doing, but whatever he's been doing, it hasn't been getting as publicized as whatever Logan Paul's doing. Because it's to the point where I've only heard about, like, him doing standard training, and that's about it.
Derek, what are your thoughts on the fight?
Honestly, I mean, I really don't care, but sounds like Logan Paul will win.
Put your money down right now.
Still not legal.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Still not legal. Honestly.
I know it's not legal. Put your money where
it's
your mouth
is.
Still not legal.
It's not legal if you don't get caught. That's what my uncle
Alex told me.
It's
not illegal if you're streaming it through Nevada, and Nevada's legal with gambling, so...
But we're not in Nevada. They know where we are.
You put your bets doubled down in Nevada, through Nevada's system, you know?
Well, where's the fight taking place?
Yes.
It's in the Staples Center in L.A., I believe.
All right, if you're watching it, then I guess that is legal. Can we get a check on the California Civil Code, what the requirements are for
it's legal.
Gambling? You sure?
Positive.
For what statutes? Does that
I don't know. All I know is it's legal because my parents gamble there.
Legally?
Yes.
Yeah, whenever my parents go on vacation, they always despise scratching tickets.
Did they gamble there or was that in Nevada? I don't know. All I know is it's probably legal. It's California.
We all know that it's either legal in Nevada or the police literally does not have any influence in the state
of
Nevada.
Listen, all I know is if they can legalize marijuana, the Mary Jane, the devil's lettuce, you know, if they can legalize that, then there's no reason why they can't legalize a little bit of the Miss Gamble.
Speaking of Mary Jane, remember the Scooby-Doo live-action movie?
Remember Batman? Actually, no, not Batman. It was Spider-Man, wasn't it?
What?
Mary Jane?
What? Yeah, that actually is. Yeah, Peter Parker's wife is Mary Jane Parker.
Hello, random person. Why don't you sit at a chair and talk into a microphone?
His girlfriend.
No, that is not my girlfriend.
No. Peter Parker's girlfriend.
Yeah.
I guess we have someone joining us.
No. Peter Parker's girlfriend is...
Peter Porker? Very haha, very cool.
It's the school podcast.
Say hi.
Hi.
Is this DBY Saves the World? How do you feel? Pulls out earbud.
I'm sorry.
What?
I didn't hear you. What's your name?
Sophia.
Where'd you come from?
Class.
Why are you here?
Because I wanted to be here.
Okay, what do you want to talk about?
How are you?
Well, we're talking about the Logan Paul versus KSI match.
Hashtag Logang. Hashtag 4K down. I really need my money back and doubled or else I'll cry.
And also, can the police let this slide, please?
Chat logs where you mentioned joining the episode on the... We're just wondering, why are you here?
Why are you here?
Do you want me to leave?
No.
You can stay.
What's your opinion on boomers?
Boomers? I don't like them.
Okay, boomer.
All right.
That doesn't make any sense!
How about
exactly.
This? Okay,
I mean,
boomer
I've been
hater.
Called a boomer
there we go.
By this weird Sevi
just say
with
okay,
long
zoomer.
Brown hair, so...
She's not a zoomer, though.
All right.
Okay. Say okay, Generation Z-er.
We would never exclude people from our illustrious podcast.
Broken does not get paid enough to deal with us.
Broken doesn't get paid, and he shouldn't. He gets paid in grades.
Tarek should get paid to get out of this room. Actually, he will be if he wins his bet on the Logan Paul
KSI. Yeah, bro, I'll be getting all the pay.
Oh, by the way,
I'll be good for like 3 weeks. I won't have to go to work.
How much money did you bet?
$3K.
By the way, we're running an illegal gambling ring.
Yeah, you said 4K.
You said 4K.
No,
it's not illegal because you put the bet down in Nevada.
You have 1K buy-in, and then you have your actual bet.
Right.
So the buy-in is the extra K.
Then why'd you say you put 4K down? You only put 3K down.
No, it's 4K total because the buy-in.
Right, but you could just say that you could say you blew 4K, but you still only put down 3K.
No, because you still no matter what, you always get that 1K back. Because that's just your like placeholder money.
When is the match?
I think it's November 19th.
Are tickets being sold right now?
Yeah, it's not even close to sold out, so hashtag hit up Staples Center.
Are you going?
There we go.
Of course.
Are you really?
Know, yeah, yeah.
let's just get some money together, and we'll just we'll make a TV West sponsored trip to the Logan Paul versus KSI match at Staples Center in downtown Los Angeles on November 19th. Tickets are still available. Yours now.
I have to say, my name was Tarek. See you guys later.
Derek, say your name.
My name is Derek.
Random girl, say what your name is.
Sophia.
What's your full name?
Sara Sophie Isabella Cariasos.
All right, and of course...
Very cultural. We always are appreciative to everybody. And now, we would like to bring this to the end of... Episode 8. I know, we're making episodes left and right. FTV West saves the world. We would like to send a message to all you loyal listeners out there that we would love to hear you or you hear us in the next episode. And that's all from us.
Okay, Boomer.